Well, morally speaking, the United States of America is going to hell in a handbasket. And I say that because in today's report, I've got a lot of evidence to throw at you regarding the rise of straight up Satanism right here in the United States. And quite frankly, they're allowing massive invocations and statues to be built, after school programs with Satanism at the very heart of it. And it really, we have to really be in a very immoral spot in our country to start allowing things like this, which is straight up satanic worship. There really is no other way to see that. But at the end of this video, I'm also going to talk about how Joe Biden has yet again, or he's claiming that he has been arrested. I've got a lot to share with you. But as a quick reminder, please give YouTube and the mainstream media the fat friendly middle finger and subscribe to this channel. Click that button right here and make sure when you do, you go all the way up and click that all button so you get the notifications. And by the way, if you want a really good site to go to, I encourage you go to restrictedrepublic.com, and that's right here. I created this because we are highly under attack, and the Lord only knows how long we're going to be on air here on YouTube. So get to restrictedrepublic.com, subscribe, use the coupon code Lisa and the number 5, and you can get it for $5 per month. This is a massive way that you can support us and get exclusive content and live stream footage by both myself and Justice Knight. So go to restrictedrepublic.com. All right, so let's dive in to how about chaos erupting over in Michigan at an Ottawa City Board meeting after there was a complete invocation by a Satanist there. Take a look. And I'm going to go to this first video here because it really kind of shows. This is the guy who gave the invocation. His name is Lewis Cipher. But here's kind of how it kicks off, and I'll play this clip.
My name is Lewis Cipher. I'm a lifelong resident of Ottawa County, as well as an ordained minister of Satan and the co-head of the Satanic Temple West Michigan. Many of you are already...
Okay. So I don't know if you can hear it real well on your end, but you see he's all ready to give this invocation. And I'm not going to play it because it's quite frankly disturbing. But you can hear in the background singing of hymns and, you know, and those are Christians outside of the door there singing. But the very end of it kind of flops to him giving his little final thing there. And I'm going to close with that. But here's some of the people outside. But here's how he ends it.
It is done. Hail Satan. Thank you very much. We wish everyone a wonderful evening.
What a disgusting thing to say.
Thank you.
But what really breaks my heart is that the clapping. People are actually clapping for this in the room. And people in the room, now this is outside, okay? So in the room, if you look at some of the stuff in the room there, the people were very nonchalant. They were just like, yeah, this is great. Well, while that was happening, this was happening outside where they were, you know, just praising Jesus and whatnot. So here's a little clip of some of that outside. Now, I don't know what the guy has on his nose, but anyway, they're praising Jesus right outside there. And you can hear someone screaming on the other side, Hail Satan. Now, what's interesting is this video here, because this chaos erupted in an overflow, in the overflow room. So there was an overflow room that was watching this meeting, right? And here's what happened in the overflow room. And I'm going to go about right midway here. Take a watch.
Jesus be glorified in this place. Jesus be glorified, the name above all names, the name that every knee will bow, every knee will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. We will bow. You are bound, Jesus. For Jesus will
be Jesus. Remember this. Satan is the one who put Christ on the cross. He is a liar, he is a thief, he is a murderer. He must have put that in place to the devil.
So there's kind of that. If you're going to bring in some evil crap, we need some good stuff, I guess, to combat that. So I'm, you know, those people stood up and at least are like revoking this straight up satanic invocation. It should have nothing. If you're gonna try to bring in Satanism, I'd rather nothing happen and no invocation or nothing given. Just keep it straight political. Why are they even doing this is a good question. But it's not only there. This has happened already a couple of times, I believe. But here's one. And this happened about 3 or 4 months ago. But Satanic Prayer opens Washa County Commission meeting. And I believe one of them even walked out of this. But there was an entire invocation here. And I'm not going to play it because it's just him giving an invocation. And I could care less what was said in some of that, right? But there's another invocation that has been given at these board meetings. So what I see is it now intensifying, and we could very well end up with more and more invocations as time goes. And unfortunately, that is what I see happening. Now, we already have this going on. If you've been on Restricted Republic, you're probably aware of it. But this is After School Satan, and I've talked about it here on YouTube as well, but After School Satan is a club that they have, and they focus on elementary schools and middle schools and try to form these clubs outside of the school. In fact, if you scroll down here and you read this section, why do we need the After School Satan Club? And they're very clear that the reason that they do it, as they say, the pre-existing presence of evangelical after school clubs not only established a precedent for which school districts must now accept satanic groups, but the evangelical after school clubs have created the need for satanic after school clubs to offer a contrasting balance. So the entire reason that they claim they have these clubs is because they're evangelical clubs. It has nothing to do with the children, and it has to do with the fact that they're going after evangelicals. Obviously, there's an ongoing battle between good and evil. And by the way, these After Satan clubs, I believe, are active in 4 states: California, Ohio, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. In which they have managed to get their grubby hands on. Now, on top of that, there's also satanic statues going up. There's one that has been erected in Iowa. Disgusting satanic temple display at state capitol in Iowa sparks free speech battle. And here you can see this little demon thing, and they're giving this invocation here. And then there's Christians on the other side of that are battling it. But here's a picture of the statue there in Iowa at the Capitol. I believe since then it has been vandalized. So, you know, it's no longer there, if I am correct, because of the vandalization of the actual statue. But you can see they actually allowed this. And it's not just in Iowa, right? We've got satanic monuments that have been erected all over the country. Here's one in Arkansas that was erected in front of the Capitol. And some of these have been gone out in court or what. It doesn't matter. The fact is they are attempting, and they're actually winning in some cases. And then we have a university in Houston that put this up, right? This kind of very satanic looking creature. And then we have this as well. This is in Oklahoma. Now, this one has been since recalled, and I believe that they had to end up move it, but they ended up moving it. But there's a satanic thing, and it's very pedophile-ish. It's very sick. But anyway, that was on the Oklahoma Capitol lawn. So there is a lot of this that is infatuating our culture. And I believe that, you know, if this continues to rise, we could have some very the wrath of God, I guess, could pour out on our country, because this is just insanity. And we're talking about putting these in some very important places of government. But anyway, wanted to show you because it keeps increasing. But on another note, and I want to also share that Joe Biden claimed that he got arrested. Let me play this video for you. Take a listen.
And I looked at my mom. I said, "Honey, you haven't said anything." She said, "Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, into a 70 homes built in one suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family."
Right.
"And they brought you back, the police." And I said, "Yeah, Mom, I remember that."
"Yeah, Mama, I remember that." His mom had to remind him because it didn't happen. And by the way, Joe Biden's telltale sign that he's lying, he always says either, it's not a joke, it's true. Yeah, this happened. It really did. He always has, that's his tell sign. So anytime you hear that, it's a lie. He's got one of the biggest tail signs on the planet. And he said, it's true. Or that's true. That's what he said in the video. I'm like, oh, that's a lie. But anyway, Joe Biden was not arrested, according to his own claim. There is no evidence that that ever happened. But yet, the guy's out there saying he got arrested. Now, in light of everything, I really do hope the man gets arrested, because he has committed treason against the U.S. by doing crimes and selling his name to foreign countries. At least this is what I gather based off the evidence that is out there. I'm not a, you know, a prosecutor, but it doesn't matter. That guy is guilty as all get out. Anyhow, wanted to bring you the latest on all of that. As a quick reminder, please check out my sponsor, Noble Gold Investments. If you guys do not have a 401k, an IRA, or something backed by gold, silver, and precious metals, it is absolutely past time to do that. Right now, our banks are sitting at a very scary place. And if you look under the hood, so to speak, of what's really going on with these banks, it's very questionable. And you're going to want to make sure that you are protected. And this is exactly what Noble Gold Investment does, is they protect you and they protect your family from things that can happen in the future. But if you want to check it out, go to lisahavengold.com, fill out this information, and they're going to send you that gold and silver investment guide for free. And better yet, if you want to give them a call, I encourage you to call the number on the screen and make sure you mention my name and talk to one of their no-hassle specialists about how you can save your family. But right now, they are giving away this 1/10 ounce gold coin that you see on the screen here with any approved plan. So make sure you mention my name if you do give them a call. Anyhow, I love all of you. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.